Hello everyone, this is Kasambulan Podcast, and in this episode I would like to make a short match review for the match between Borussia Dortmund and Milan. This is the game in the match day 2 of Champions League this season, and the result is 0-0, a draw without a goal. And this has created mixed feelings for the Rossoneri fans, especially when we see the first match against Newcastle, when we had 25 shots and 9 on target, but we didn't get any single goals. And now we drew again against Borussia Dortmund, so 2 points from 2 match days, it didn't received well by the fans, because with the winning of Newcastle United against PSG at the same time, 3-1, so the competition in this group F is so much open, right? All of 4 teams now has equal chance to qualify, so it seems it doesn't put Milan in the advantage position, because Milan already played 1 game at home where we should have won but didn't. Yeah, and I think the result against Borussia Dortmund is quite acceptable, especially when we look at the fact that Borussia Dortmund is a Bundesliga runner-up last season, with the last gaps losing against Bayern Munich at the dying minutes. They should have been a champions in Bundesliga last year. Yeah. And looking at that fact and the quality of the squad and the, I don't know, what can I say about the atmosphere at the Westfalen Stadium? It's very amazing for the host, the fans with their tifo, with their flares, with their whistle to Milan's player in 90 minutes. Was not easy to bear with, you know. And most of Milan players, they have their debut in this championship for example, Reinders, Musa. Yeah. And for Malik Chow, although he's a former Schalke player and he already played the Revier Derby against Borussia Dortmund, but he played on the closed stadium. So that was the first time that Malik Chow played against Borussia Dortmund in front of their spectators. So I think it's a fair result, and judging at the game progressing and the chances creating, I think at the end both team has quite a similar creating chances or expected goals, I think, with the exception of Chukwueze's last minute opportunity that which should have been buried. Yeah, but in my opinion, I'll take this result as a quite fair result for Milan. A 1 point is quite valuable. Yeah. And we can try again at the home of PSG at the 3rd match day. Yeah, this game against Borussia Dortmund, I think it sure gave the lesson for the player how to defend, how to be alive and strong. Yeah, although they've got under pressure from the home supporters, from the quick playing of the opponents. Yeah, Borussia Dortmund with Edin Terzic as a coach, they play 4-2-3-1 at the beginning with Gregor Kobel at the goalkeeping position with Julian Ryerson, sorry. I misplaced this with Tijani Reinders. Julian Ryerson at the right, and then Ben Sebaini at the left with Schlotter back, the left footer, center back with Mats Hummels alongside him. Emre Can and Salih Özkan played as a double pivot, and then Marco Reus played behind the striker with Julian Brandt on the right side of midfielders, and also Daniel Malen at the left side with Nicolas Fulcrook up front, while Milan playing Reinders at the defensive midfielder as a deep-lying playmakers, and then Pobega at the left side of midfielder and Musa at the right side. Pulisic, Leao, Giroud, and remaining are the same. When I think at the first half, the game was more quick. Yeah, it was quicker at the first half, especially when the players still got their leg quite fresh and their stamina is still fully charged. Yeah, especially Borussia Dortmund, they are in advantage in ball possession and creating chances. Some of them, yeah, puts on target by Nicolas Fulcrook, for example. His shot was parried by Mike Maignan. There's also a chance by Malen, who's got a snapshot of his left foot only a few centimeters wide from Mike Maignan's goal. And then some of the chances provided by Marco Reus and Julian Brandt. Julian Brandt with his bicycle kick also almost provided the lead for the home team. And the aggression of Ryerson and Ben Sebaini at their fullback was also threatening, as well as the front running of Mats Hummels. Sometimes, yeah, they provided a chance to the home team. But we should appreciate the way Malik Chow and Fikayo Tomori is playing. They are very disciplined, very good in anticipation, good at positioning. Also, Theo Hernandez, he didn't get much chances, but he's quite good at closing down Julian Brandt or Karim Adeyemi at the second half. Yeah, although he also had some chances, but I think Theo Hernandez was okay. Yeah. And then at the second half, when the stamina goes, yeah, the players get more tired. Yeah, the space were quite open, so Milan got the space to play a triangle passing with Leao, and then also Theo. And especially when Adli came, the ball distribution was much better, rather than when Reinders playing there and Pobega on the left. The ball distribution was surely better, and it created so many chances for Milan, so many room to move by Rafa, but chances after chances creating, yeah, by both teams. Especially for Milan, I think Milan has a better chance to win the game, especially at the last minutes of the second half, when the concentration also lacking. Yeah, Chukwueze got his two chances. Yeah, it's too bad that he couldn't convert one of them. And also, yeah, Okafor didn't do much, but yeah, when he got his chances, he's quick, and He could run, he could use his pace against Clutterbuck or Hummels, and he did win a corner kick. And Rafa Leao actually, he's already tired at 70 or 80 minutes, but Pioli didn't replace him. I think he should replace him with Luka Jovic and send Okafor play on the left. Yeah, but that's just my thought. I'm not the one who coached the team. I don't even an online coach. So it's just me and my opinion. And actually, I'm quite satisfied. I'm not really happy with the result, considering that we should have won, that we could have won if the finishing was better. Yeah. While the defense is quite good, the finishing is not really good. And I hope that Stefano Pioli and his team is able to improve that on the training session, because it can make a difference. A small things can make a big difference. Like finishing drill, it should be trained. Yeah. And I think once again, we should be grateful for the players to fight, to be brave, and there's still chances. PSG is not untouchable. Also Newcastle, I'm sure if we play with more calmness, we can win at St. James Park at the last game. But surely, if you depend on the last match in St. James Park, it's too risky. So the next match between Milan and Dortmund at San Siro is so winnable, and we must win at this game. Also against PSG, we shouldn't lose. Yeah, we shouldn't lose, and we should try to win at San Siro, I guess. Yeah, with this rough calculation, I think 10 points is enough to qualify. Yeah, in this group, because as I said before, the competition is so much open. There are no dominating team. Yeah, everyone get quite the same level of performance, I think. But PSG is still, I think, still the main contender for this group, because they have players who can make a difference. Yeah, they have quick players. But also Newcastle can be a dark horse, because also, of course, they also play a quick football. They are determined. Yeah, and for Borussia Dortmund, they play a good football actually, but they only lack a deadly finisher, just like they had Erling Haaland 2 seasons ago, and also they didn't have Jude Bellingham. Yeah, the loss of their talents, especially for Bellingham last season. Yeah, I think it decreased the firepower of Borussia Dortmund, but they're still a good team. They still have, I think they can make a difficult day for PSG or Newcastle at home. Yeah, and I think once again, in conclusion, I think I can accept this result, although there are so many ifs, what ifs. But that's just football. I think that's all for today's episode, and thank you for listening to this podcast, and see you again. Bye.